Radio and also online. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jill Anderson and here's the latest news. The Queen has been meeting British athletes and volunteers at the Olympic Park in East London. She wore a brooch she was given in 1948, the last time the Games were held in London. The visit came hours after the Queen attended the Olympics opening ceremony, in which she featured in a sketch with the James Bond actor Daniel Craig. Figures released by the BBC show that the opening ceremony had a peak viewing audience of almost 27 million people in the UK. The controller of BBC One, Danny Cohen, said he was thrilled at the numbers and he hailed the opening ceremony as an absolute triumph. The International Olympic Committee has announced that an Albanian weightlifter, Hussein Pulaku, has tested positive for drugs. He's now been excluded from the London Games. China has won the first gold medal of the Games in the women's 10-metre air rifle competition. Rebel fighters in Syria say the army's begun an offensive against them in the country's biggest city, Aleppo. Heavy fighting is reported in two districts where the rebels are based. A BBC correspondent in the city has described hearing a constant artillery bombardment and gunfire. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has welcomed a decision by the ratings agency Standard & Poor's to maintain Britain's AAA credit rating. Mr Osborne said it showed the world has confidence in the coalition's economic policies. A study has revealed that nearly half of all medical students in the UK are given too little training on the health benefits of exercise. Researchers at University College in London surveyed all medical schools and found that overall teaching about exercise was sparse or non-existent, despite physical inactivity being a major cause of chronic disease. The weather, it'll be breezy with sunshine and showers for most. The northwest of the UK will see frequent and heavy showers. In the south, it'll be mainly dry with warm sunny spells and isolated showers. And that's the BBC News. Now, continuing our weekend of coverage from the 2012 WOMAD Festival at Charlton Park in Wiltshire, here's Lucy Duran, live on the Radio 3 stage.
Thanks, Jill Anderson at Broadcasting House in London. And as you said, I'm on the Radio 3 stage here at Charlton Park's Arboretum. It's a fine day with a wonderful WOMAD crowd. Come to see one of the youngest and most exciting artists of the festival. This is her mainland UK debut. She comes from a place with a very strong musical tradition, Cape Breton, on the east coast of Canada. She's from a long line of fiddlers of Scottish and Irish ancestry. So please welcome, live here on the Radio 3 stage, Chrissy Crowley.
Thank you. much, guys. Look at you. You're all right there, right in the front. You guys sure know how to make Canada feel welcomed here. And God love yous for coming out. We really appreciate it. We know this is a different style of Celtic music than what you're probably used to. We're heavily influenced by the Scottish. But at some point, Cape Breton sort of went in an opposite direction of style, where it's a lot of cuts are happening in our bowing. It's a really dirty style of bowing. So we're like the really nasty side of Scotland. That's what Cape Breton represents. I figured because we're on radio, we might as well get a little appropriate here, right? So and I just want to introduce my band here. We have Jason Roach on piano. Ben Fury on the guitar. And the Swiss Army Knife himself, Darren McMullen, on every instrument he can find. And I, of course, I'm Chrissy Crowley, and we're going to do a little set off the CD here for you called Senior Macaulay, which, long story short, is inspired by a Ritz Cracker commercial. Do you have Ritz Crackers over here? Yeah, they're not that great, but the commercials are, so... So we have this little line, and for the listeners at home, if anybody was wondering what I was yelling out there before, I had just lost my monitor for a second, but I'm sure all you heard was, ah, on the stage. So here we go. Here's Senior Macaulay. Thank you.
303 stage. Chrissy, let me just ask you a couple of questions, if you'll all indulge me. So here's this very young artist from Cape Breton playing very young music with a very old background. Yeah, yeah? So you learned from your grandparents, is that right? Has your music skipped a generation?
It has, and it's actually a really strange story. Jason Roach here, that's on piano today, was dating my sister and brought a fiddler to the house. And I decided to start playing the fiddle, and it wasn't because the fiddler was a good-looking boy, I swear. It was the music, it's all about the music. So Jason started teaching me my first tunes, actually, and then over time explained to me how musical my family was. Both my grandfathers had passed away when I was really young, but I didn't realize they in themselves were really well-known fiddlers, and I guess the music was huge in my family. Just a lot of people had stopped playing by this point, but they were a really well-known group of fiddlers, so I had a lot of lineage to live up to when I started playing.
Amazing. And is this music really popular still in Cape Breton and in around Canada?
For my age group, no. So therefore, I am the least cool person in Cape Breton Island right now. Woohoo! It's making a comeback. We had fiddlers such as Nally McMaster and Ashley McIsaac that really brought it to a nationwide audience. So a lot of younger fiddlers started picking it up after that. And I'd say we have about maybe 15 fiddlers my age right now, which is really, really good, seeing as the music had almost died in Cape Breton in the 70s. So,
wow, fantastic. Thanks so much for bringing this wonderful music to the Radio 3 stage here at WOMAD. More music from Chrissy Crawley.
Just going to tune up here for a sec. We're still trying to learn how to tune our fiddles in Cape Breton, as you can tell. So we're going to do a set for you, again, off the CD. This is a tune I wrote called The Doppelganger, which basically wrote it for my four sisters. We're all within a year of each other, seven kids total in the family, and we all look exactly alike. So in a way, I wrote it for them and named it The Doppelganger, but I am myself the doppelganger of the family. They're all athletes or bookworms, and then you have a fiddler thrown into the mix. So here's The Doppelganger.
Thank you.
Crowley, live here on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD 2012 in Charlton Park in Wiltshire. She's one of the rising stars of Cape Breton, Canada. Her music reflecting its very mixed ancestry, but as you can hear, there's lots of Scottish influence in that wild fiddling. Well, we have lots more music from WOMAD on today's programme very soon. Joining me in our studio van with some more live music, this time from the island of Madagascar, is a duo en Vali, played by the great master Justin Vali. Yes, he's even named after the instrument. Together with his lifelong friend and Vali expert, Paddy Bush. That's in about 10 minutes. And towards the end of the programme, I'll be joined here in the studio by the kora player from Senegal, Djabel Sissoko, to introduce the rousing set he did yesterday right here on the Radio 3 stage. But first, picture the scene. It's 1:45 in the morning, and on the open-air stage, keeping the crowd on their feet, is a veteran French band who play a mixture of local French music together with instruments and styles from southern Mali and North Africa. And here they are with their song, En Temps qui passe. This is Lojo.
Par les pinces des calligraphes, attachés sur des arrobas. Je vends pour une poignée de neige, tous mes chiffons des heures brûlées. Ma dernière monnaie, je la lance sur ce filon de belle chance. Le temps qui passe, l'état du pain de l'univers, en arabesques indécis.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
à la terrific bang. Thank you. Next song is called La Marseillaise en créole. La Marseillaise is the French anthem. We had some trouble a few years ago in France about the concept of national identity. Some people thought we should have the same look than the president, the same watch, but we are so different. We just carry the dust of time all through Europe and the world. And it's a different thing. It's a poetic thing. Thank you. L'Occident mal famé a ses maquis pour des chansons lointaines. J'aime la rue des corps étranges, le temps des retrouvailles. À l'heure du défilé, j'aime désobéir, prier nu avec une fille de la balle, au corps saupoudré d'orbal. Nous sommes mêlés d'archanges, pistils d'un cosmos, semences d'un cheval cambré. Les yeux qui s'émerveillent, je n'aime pas les bengales, les fêtes nationales. Je préfère cette silhouette blanche sur une toile de chagall.
Temps qui passe sans rien dire.
Collectionner des abraxas, le baron samedi du carnaval.
National identity,
la Marseillaise en créole. L'Occident mal famé a ses maquis pour des chansons lointaines. J'aime la rue des corps étranges, le temps des retrouvailles. À l'heure du défilé, j'aime des opéras. Un négro rabotant sans sa barre.
National identity.
Un mercredi banal. Le temps qui passe sans rien dire. Abondant d'écriture de savoir, l'asthme à en dreadlocks dans une page d'Occitanie.
National identity,
la Marseillaise en créole. Thank you.
Lojo, a band from France with a real fusion of French, North African and global styles. That was La Marseillaise en Créole. They were the last act to play last night on the open-air stage here at WOMAD, which this year celebrates its 30th anniversary. 30 years of bringing the best of world music via this vibrant festival to audiences around the world. You're listening to me, Lucy Duran, live in the studio van next to the Radio 3 stage here in Charlton Park's Arboretum on this fine day. Well, on our stage at WOMAD today at 3:30 is a special duo from the island of Madagascar. And highlights from that set will be featured in tomorrow's programme with me. That goes out from 1 to 2 live on Radio 3. But to give you a taster of that, we have invited these two musicians into our little studio. It's a bit of a squeeze here because they both play the vali, which is a very long box zither with loads and loads of strings. But here they are. From Madagascar, Justin Vallee, and from Ireland via Madagascar, this is Paddy Bush, and they are going to play a piece from Justin's home village in the central highlands of Madagascar, Fierenena. What a wonderful sound, and it takes me right back to being in Madagascar with these very two musicians who are with me here in the studio van live from WOMAD 2012. Justin Vallee and Paddy Bush, both singing and playing the Vallee, this wonderful string instrument. Justin, yes. This music that you just played comes from your own village, from Fierenana, which is up in the central highlands of Madagascar. So what is it? I know that you have a very musical family. What is it about your village that makes your music so vibrant?
Oui. Bon, Sorin, je vais parler en français.
Oui, no problem. Excuse Paddy, me. You're going to be translating for us, I hope.
C'est vrai que la musique de Fierenan est très particulière dans tout Madagascar.
It's true that the music from Fierenan is unique in all of Madagascar.
Oui. Parce que c'est lié avec notre tradition ancestrale et notre religion ancestrale qui est datée de plus beaucoup de temps.
Because it's based on our ancestral religion, which goes back a long way in time.
Oui. Et c'est souvent, donc, c'est les femmes qui chantent. Donc, les hommes, ils font la musique seulement, normalement, mais c'est les femmes qui chantent.
And it's often the women who sing. It's the men who play the music, but normally the women sing.
Et la musique est vraiment, quand on utilise dans les temples ancestrales, mais c'est pour provoquer spirituellement l'esprit de pas l'esprit qui vient d'ailleurs, mais l'esprit familial, c'est l'esprit de solidarité et l'esprit, voilà.
Ok, it's the music invokes a spirit, but not spirit from the outside. It's a spirit that comes from deep within the family.
A spirit of solidarity.
A spirit of solidarity.
Voilà. Donc c'est une musique de père en fils, de tradition qui est très très long.
It's a tradition of passing the music from father to son, and it's gone on a long time.
Et c'est très important le manière de chanter les mélodies, parce que par rapport à la mélodie que nous on fait, et c'est là le bon esprit, il va nous guider dans un bon endroit si on chante bien, en fait.
If we sing well, then the good spirit will take us to a good place.
Wow, well, I really look forward to hearing you both tomorrow on the Radio 3 stage at 3:30 here at WOMAD, and we'll be broadcasting highlights of my mistake. You'll be playing today at 3:30.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to hearing it today, and then we'll be broadcasting highlights of your performance in tomorrow's WOMAD program with me at 1:00 here on Radio 3. Many, many thanks to you both, Justin Vallee and Paddy Bush, for bringing this wonderful music and creating a fabulous sense of solidarity and spirituality.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you very much.
It's been a real pleasure.
I simply adore this music. Well, yesterday evening, a young kora player and singer from Senegal came on to the Radio 3 stage with his band of two guitars, bass, drum kit, and his sister who was singing. He's from an illustrious family of kora players. His older brother was Kaounding Sissoko. the brilliant experimental kora player who was part of Baba Mal's band. And this young kora player carries on that legacy. He brings a new take to the traditional kora repertoire. So here from yesterday's set is his version of a well-known kora piece, originally known as Bani, but he's given it a new title. It's called Alalako.
Thank you.
Jabel Sissoko last night at the Radio 3 stage at here at WOMAD, and that was his piece Alalako Lambe, with vocals from Jabel Sissoko's sister as well, Sorona Sissoko. And I'm very glad to say that I have Jabel Sissoko here in the studio van. Welcome, Jabel. That was a wonderful set. We are going to be hearing one more track from you. But so tell us about your music, because you do have a quite different sound on the kora. So what are you trying to do with the kora?
Yeah, what I'm trying to do with the kora, I just walk with it, to just because Senegal, I'm from Senegal, so but originally from Mali. But when I born in Senegal, so it's a lot of different ethnicity, and the place I born in Senegal is Tambacounda. It's like a
sort of bang in the middle of Senegal, almost
in Mali, and you know,
halfway between.
So it's like a lot of different languages as well. So that helped me more to work out my sound to be different. So that's how I work for my own sounds.
Because I was saying earlier on that your older brother, your late older brother, Kaunding Sisoko, was a very influential kora player.
It
Many
is.
Kora players, including Tumani Jabate, they
it
say
is.
That he had a huge influence on their way of playing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obviously following in his
of
footsteps.
Of course, you know, I'm following his footsteps because he's one of best kora players, you know, who's have a very good albums, like people can listen and then learn a lot of things about that score, his last album before he's, you know, leave us
he
here.
He passed away. But I think what you're doing is, because there are so many kora players now, it's incredible, you know, they're just kora players doing so many different projects. But without getting too technical, you're using a different scale on the kora, aren't you, from the usual kora scale. That gives it a different sound.
I am, to be honest. I am using different skills just to have a different sound, you know. So that's if you hear my music, so that's what you see, you know. It's a kora, but when you're listening, it might be give you something else.
It sounds almost like the music from Wasulu, or from, you know, the center, from the Bamana style.
That's the one.
And your sister is a wonderful singer.
Thank you.
Sorona.
Sorona Sissoko, yes. She's my little sister, and she's a good singer. So that's why I'm really happy to be here with her to show her talent, what she can do.
Well, we are going to be ending with another piece from the Jabel Sissoko set from last night here on the Radio 3 stage, and that will be the piece Yoro Mama. That was the closing song of the set. And tonight we'll be back again on Radio 3 live. That'll be with Andrew McGregor, joined by Lopa Kotari, Marianne Kennedy and myself, Lucy Duran, with more from the globe's leading festival of world music, live from the festival site in Charlton Park in Wiltshire. Headliner Khaled will be broadcasting him direct from the open air stage, and we'll also be hearing from desert bluesman Abdallah Umbadugu, who's from Niger. He'll be live on the BBC Radio 3 stage, plus highlights from Nigerian Afrobeat star Femi Kuti, Egypt's Nuba Noor, and Nara Sirato from the Solomon Islands. So to close now, we have Jabel Sissoko with his song Yoro Mama.
Say Yoya! Yoya! Thank you.
Sister Nama Sisoko on the vocal. Yengal mako mam serey falle yengal mako mam serey falle yengal mako mam serey falle
music by Jabel Sissoko, introduced by Lucy Duran, live at WOMAD. The producer was James Parkin. And as Lucy said, there's more live music from WOMAD tonight with Andrew McGregor, Marianne Kennedy and Lopa Katari, and that's at 10:30 this evening. For full information about Radio 3's WOMAD coverage, have a look at the Radio 3 website.
The BBC World Roots Academy Late Night Prom.
At the age of 13, I decided to play the accordion because I saw this, this master on the accordion that came from Colombia. First time I saw that accordion, that sound, wow, I really want to play that now.
20-year-old Colombian accordion player José Hernando Noguera and friends perform the traditional music of his Latin American heritage. The World Roots Academy Late Night Prom, live on BBC Radio 3 on Tuesday night at 10:15.
Trust me, they all danced it.
Well, looking ahead, an hour this afternoon, we'll be joining Christopher Cook at Cadogan Hall for our Proms Saturday matinee. We'll be hearing a recreation of the distinctive sounds of Les 24 Violons du Roi, the orchestra of Louis XIV's court. They'll be playing, well, they won't be playing, the Royal College of Music Baroque Orchestra and the Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles, conducted by Roger Norrington, will be playing music by Lully, Marais, Comper and Lalande, and that begins at 3:00 here on BBC Radio 3. But now it's chance to hear last Monday's live Proms Chamber Concert. The presenter was Clemency Burton-Hill.
A very warm welcome to Cadogan Hall, home of Proms Chamber Music. Now, unless you've been living on the moon recently, you're probably aware that a minor sporting event is kicking off here in London later this week. And this Monday lunchtime, we're celebrating our tremendous capital with a bit of a Proms Chamber spin. Now, the city has been an inspiration for countless composers over the years, but today's recital from Choir Tenebrae and their founder conductor Nigel Short is built around two London-themed pieces that also happen to be BBC Proms premieres: The Cries of London from Orlando Gibbons and Street Songs by Steve Martland, with whom I'll be having a chat on the stage a bit later. The two works are separated by almost 400 years of history, but they draw on very similar material. Both have at their heart a delight in the richness and variety of London's colourful inhabitants, as expressed through their authentic rhymes and street cries. Also making a connection across the centuries from one Elizabethan era to another, we have a BBC Proms commission from Julian Phillips, who sets verse by Sir Thomas Wyatt. And we're delighted that Julian Phillips is also in the audience today for the world premiere of his work and has agreed to tell us a bit more. Now, Orlando Gibbons is known primarily for his sacred music, but The Cries of London conjures up a determinedly secular and bustling early 17th century metropolis in which street traders peddle everything from oysters, pomegranates, samphire and sprats to perfumed waistcoats, silk garters, and oranges and lemons. To perform The Cries of London, please welcome to the stage one of the UK's most versatile and exciting vocal ensembles, Tenebrae, who are joined by the Rose Consort of Viols. Chamber Choir, Tenebrae, and the Rose Consort of Viols performing for the first time ever at the Proms, Orlando Gibbons's The Cries of London, that remarkable montage of period street cries and a real miscellany of the capital's tradable riches. Well, we continue this Proms chamber recital from Cadogan Hall with more secular music from Gibbons now, including one of his most famous madrigals, The Silver Swan, which explores, through its mute swan who sings just moments before death, the legend of the swan song. We'll also hear Oh, That the Learned Poets, and Fair is the Rose from his first set of madrigals and motets of five parts, which was published exactly 400 years ago. So please welcome back to the stage Tenebrae, along with the Rose Consort of Viols, as well as soprano soloist Grace Davidson, who's making her Proms debut today.
Thank you.
music there from Orlando Gibbons. The Silver Swan, Oh That the Learned Poets, and Fair is the Rose, from his first set of madrigals and motets of five parts, performed by soprano Grace Davidson from Tenebrae and the Rose Consort of Viols. Now, our next piece is a BBC Proms commission and a world premiere, and I'm thrilled that the composer Julian Phillips has agreed to have a quick word with me here on stage at Cadogan Hall. Julian, welcome. Tell us about Sorrowful Songs.
Well, it's a collection of five settings of the poet Sir Thomas Wyatt that all centre around reflections, around, I suppose, the fragility of human happiness. So they're all concerned with ideas around sorrow, sometimes playfully so, jokingly so, in the second and fourth settings. But in the first one, it connects a little bit to those wonderful Gibbon songs we've just heard. The first one is I conceived as a bit like a kind of Elizabethan solo song. But the sun does return, as we're enjoying. In the last setting, which is the most extended of the five, there is some kind of reconciliation, I suppose, or there's a sort of more hopeful feel at the end of the piece.
Sir Thomas Wyatt, of course, was one of the great lyric poets at the court of Queen Elizabeth I, but it seems to me that those themes, sorrow, the fragility of happiness, are quite universal themes. Have you approached it in a deliberately contemporary way, or are you trying to create something?
Well, to be honest, I feel the very similar way about this poetry as I feel listening particularly to the Gibbons' Street Cries, and it's this quality of music. It felt to me like the Gibbons that we heard at the top of this programme could have been written yesterday in some kind of strange way. It feels very contemporary. And I think the Wyatt poetry has that same... I read it and I find it very, very urgent and kind of a sort of relevant for us now, really. So, yes, I wasn't trying to engage in some whimsical historical exercise. It was very much a contemporary response to these extraordinary poems.
Well, we're very much looking forward to hearing it. Thank you so much. I'll let you get back to your seat now so you can enjoy the premiere of your work here in the splendour of Cadogan Hall. So here it is, the world premiere of Sorrowful Songs, a BBC Proms 2012 commission by Julian Phillips, performed by Tenebrae and conductor Nigel Short.